which way to come over here. It was quite unfortunate that the date for convening this meeting coincided with that important thing. I would like to forget about those guys. Others knew the underground, others didn't know the underground. And of course, it's convenient. One of our members wanted to be read in the committee section. That we should ensure that when we arrange this meeting, his friend is able to attend our meeting here. Having said that, GT, I'll hand over to yourself. Safe to say that the advert on the termination of pregnant legislation choice, as well as the traditional health practitioner field, was in the papers, I think, in the last week. And I think it will be covered again, I think, this week. And we'll be dealing with it next Tuesday, whereas the public hearing is next Tuesday. We have interested in many submissions as far, but we don't have to be submitted here. I mean, myself as a committee section, we're going to structure how we deal with the special aspect. So that at least we are able to finish the legislation just prescribed by the Constitutional Court. So members, we will be requested, I think, as from next week to today, at a convenient venue for your country. We are then able to start those processes. For now, this is annual report.
Thank you, Chairperson, members of the committee. Chairperson, I begin then by introducing in the members of the department. I'm going to put forth to reinforce the acting presentation on the right-hand side is the executive representative of the point of the city council. And Mr. Mansart, next to me here is the cabinet of the cabinet, Mr. Muller. Chairperson, just in terms of the service business, as I'm talking to you, professor, so I'll refer him to the slide that I found. The first slide has been covered more than the flow of the presentation. That reiterates the vision of the mission and the legislative mandate, but concentrates more on key priorities of the national health system and some achievements against those. I will not spend time on the summary of achievements petroleum because I'm concerned that the members will be first of all. Together with the after the economic financial statement. The vision and mission of the Department of Health are given here on the first page, because I don't need to expand on it, but to ensure that the relationship between the building of the health system that is accessible and caring and the improvement, the outcome thereof, which is the improvement of the health care aspect through prevention of illness and the management of diseases, members of this committee would know better what the matter, what the legislation trying to govern our testing in the past of the public law. Among others are the ones that are listed there, including the ones that the committee is going to be considering next week through the public hearing. Then, just to remind the members that the other structure of the department was a four-program structure. Administration, specific health program, respectful, the health service union, and the human resources program. Now, again, we're still working in the context of our 10-point plan that was adopted in 2004, the 5-year plan, which will actually end in financial year 2008-2009. It covers 10 areas, and these are the areas that I'd like to mention and refer to in terms of this particular annual report. From improving governance and management of the national health services, right up to strengthening our international relations. Now, in the next slide, session, I begin to pick up on some of the key achievements against those priorities. And later on, we'll look at some of the challenges. In the area of the improvement of governance, for 2006, one of the focus areas in the public organization of the court is the coordination and strengthening of the National Health Council, which has been meeting regularly and providing sure support of the health sector. That's enabling us, of course, to work in an integrated fashion in the health sector, as not as nine plus one. Something that is very difficult to achieve, but we are more or less addressing them. And that enables us also to consolidate the health input into the budget system, into our national system, which actually is